Blog Talk Radio.
To the cross in the desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on my podcast. Today is Thursday, April 13th, 2023. I want to focus in on the program this morning, back to my dear friends in Iran. I've been doing a special on my Christian faith, on the Easter Holy Week, the meaning of Easter, the meaning of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, and been doing some intense Bible studies along those themes. But I want to switch right back to the heart and soul of what I do here on the cross in the desert. I never forget my Iranian friends. I was just a few seconds before the broadcast talking to a dear Iranian friend that is featured in my book, Dear God, Please, you know, sometimes my mind just goes blank, and Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. Yeah. Her name is Mania Massoudi, and it was about, I guess, about 8 years ago that she fled Iran. She was a member of a house church movement. And it was one night in their meeting that security forces, they raided the house church meeting. And by the grace of God, and still to this day, we know it has to be a miracle, Mania was able to escape out of the back door. And she ran home. And immediately, her mother and her parents prepared for her to leave Iran, because they were going to imprison her parents and her as well. And that was just in a matter of days. And she escaped by the grace of God into the UK, where she lives to this day. But her story is in my blog. It is in my podcast. It is in my book, Dear God, Please Bring Freedom to Iran. It's called Mania Massoudi, Safe in the Arms of God. Hadn't spoken to her in a very long time. And she is a busy, busy lady. She's involved in skincare and studying. And she promised me this morning, she says, as soon as I get my British passport, my citizenship, and everything is squared away, I'm going to come and visit you. Well, that would be great, Mania, to meet you someday after I've written about you and spoken with you through Facebook. To actually get to meet you would be just a wonderful gift from God. But this is why I do this program. It is for people like Mania, who has been separated from her family for all of these years. She has never been able, of course, to go back and visit them. It's so dangerous. But can you imagine for just a second what it is like for this young, beautiful Iranian girl to leave her country because of her Christian faith, to come to a strange land and to grow up and to become a woman and to go into an environment you've never lived before, to be separated from your friends and family. This is never something the Iranian people want to do. They don't want to have to leave their homeland. They don't want to have to give up their family and friends. But it's either that or imprisonment. and many of my friends feel so guilty for having to leave behind their family and friends. They feel like that they betrayed them in some way, that they didn't stay and fight maybe. But it's not that they don't care and they don't love them. It's just that they made the decision that was best for them. And Mania's parents did that for her. They arranged for a person to take her to the airport, to fly with her to the UK, and then he just disappeared. It was all arranged. It's a miracle. This morning I want to talk about the happenings in Iran after Nowruz. And I was just heartbroken to see this story on the internet that after Nowruz, chemical attacks on schoolgirls have resumed. I've been reporting on this quite a bit. The poisoning, the chemical attacks on schoolgirls. All of the educational centers in Iran have reopened after the Persian New Year. And as soon as that happened, chemical attacks resumed. And this is an article from April 4th. It's a little bit dated, but it still keeps us abreast of what's happening. On Monday and Tuesday, it was reported that at least five schools were targeted across the country, with schoolgirls being poisoned apparently by chemicals spread throughout the buildings. Media and human rights organizations reported attacks on schools in the cities of Urmia and Nakheda in West Abjad province, Tabriz, and Esfahan. The state news agency quoted head of emergency department saying on Tuesday that 20 female students from Tabriz were taken to the hospital with respiratory symptoms and shortness of breath. And according to the information received by Iran International, chemical attack on an elementary school in Urmia, and no information is available for what happened to those children that were poisoned. Kurdish rights group Hengal reported in Nakadek, at least four schools were targeted by chemical attacks and tens of thousands of students were poisoned. In the city of Esfahan, a city that a good Iranian friend of mine lives in, which actually back in 2014 was the site, the location of acid attack on women in the city of Esfahan. I remember this story. Just to keep you up to date, since we're talking about the chemical attacks in 2014 in the city of Esfahan, women that were driving without a proper hijab, some without one at all, a motorcyclist would pull up beside them and urge them to turn down their window. And as soon as they did, acid was thrown in their faces. Women were specifically targeted, and the government did absolutely nothing in apprehending those. So this is going on again now in the city of Esfahan, although this time it's not a chemical attack in the face, it's poisonings. It's chemical attack in the respiratory system of all of these students. 130 elementary and high school students have been targeted in the past year in Iran. This is after the uprising began. And what the motive for this is very clear. These are young schoolgirls because they dared to speak out against the government and support women refusing to wear their hijab. And in some instances, these schoolgirls would make videos of protests. This is revenge for them using their human rights to speak out. And they're not allowed to have human rights in Iran. This has terrified parents. And they don't want to send their children to school because of these chemical attacks. Now, the government would like to step in and say, well, these are extremists. They're religious extremists. Something like the Taliban, what they do to the women in Afghanistan. But make no mistake, they're doing nothing, absolutely nothing, to prevent or stand up against these attacks. And the Lord only knows how much longer this will happen in Iran. There may come a point in time where parents will absolutely forbid their children to go to school. Now, I think here in the United States, you know, we're the target of school shootings. There's terror almost every day. We have armed security officers now at many schools. But in Iran, this is a different kind of attack. It's a poisoning. It's a chemical attack. And I just cry out to the Lord for these young schoolgirls that are being targeted by chemical attacks in Iran. As a result, rising the violence, the oppression, and everything is happening. There are many Iranians, as I mentioned to you in the beginning, like Mania, that have to leave their homeland for freedom, just to breathe, just to live again. And I want to take some time this morning to feature a special report by CBN on Iranians that are fleeing to the country of Armenia for freedom, for hope, for a new life. Let's listen.
Well, violence is rocking around. Hundreds of protesters have been killed as security forces crack down on women who violate Islamic dress codes. And thousands of schoolgirls have been injured in some mysterious poison gas attack. Many Iranians are fleeing their country and seeking refuge in Armenia, where a group of Christians is waiting to meet them. Chuck Holton has the story.
A groundbreaking cultural shift is underway across Iran. Months of protests against the regime have been brutally repressed by police, leaving more than 500 dead. Hundreds of girls' schools have seen their students hospitalized in a wave of poisonings. All the fear and uncertainty has left many looking for an escape. Thousands are now fleeing north to one of the only free and democratic countries in the region, Armenia.
There are a lot of global geopolitical conflicts that are represented in this remote border crossing you see in Iran right behind me. You have Russia, which does a lot of trade with Iran. A lot of the weapons that end up in Ukraine may come through this area. And you also have Azerbaijan, which wants this corridor in order to reach Turkey and the West. And right in the middle of it all, you have this tiny country of Armenia, which is functioning as a safe spot for Christians and other Iranians who are fleeing persecution inside their country.
And then right here, you see this river. It's called the Araks River. And the Araks River is basically the border between Armenia and Iran. And if you go a little farther to the west, it's the border also from Turkey and Armenia.
And this is the only border crossing between Iran and Armenia,
That's
right?
That's correct. This is the only border crossing that Iranians coming in, they can come into Armenia only at this spot. So it's illegal in Iran to proselytize. So as a Christian, you're not able to go to Iran legally to share the Christian faith. And you're not even allowed to have a Persian Bible. It's illegal to have the Bible in the Persian language. So what we have found is that the Persians come to Christian Armenia, and they're coming to look for what Christianity is, find a church, find a Bible, ask questions, and because this is the only border crossing and that they're able to, we find that thousands pass every single day.
And how receptive are they to the gospel?
Those that are coming from Iran are so excited to meet a Christian and to listen. And in fact, we have seen hundreds have come to faith in Jesus Christ. It's just that they need to hear. They need to have someone that is a preacher, or an evangelist, to teach them and show them that. And they're so eager to read a Bible as well, as they're not allowed to have those in Iran.
But the journey can be full of risk. This bus full of Iranians caught fire while ascending the treacherous mountain road en route to Armenia's capital, Yerevan. Fortunately, there were no injuries. Even still, greater concern to those coming here is that even after leaving Iran, their family and friends back home may be in danger.
I, myself, was beaten 4 years ago in Shiraz University because of hijab, because I took off my scarf. In Iran, women are, suffering a lot because there are a lot of rape, a lot of harassment, and it is normal. It has been normal. No one understands that. It is harassment. It is rape. No one understands it. They say, it's normal. You're a woman, so you must obey.
As conflict in Iran persists, Jacob and his team are bracing for an increased number of refugees seeking shelter here. And while Armenia faces its own ongoing problems with Azerbaijan, more Russians and Ukrainians are arriving in the country, fleeing that ongoing conflict. And no matter where they hail from, Jacob and his team welcome all with open arms.
Pray that the Lord would send his lost sheep from Iran to Armenia so that they would find him, the good shepherd of the sheep, and that he would send these people to our church and to churches like us that are doing these outreaches.
From Iran's border with Armenia, I'm Chuck Holton for CBN News.
Well, pray for the women in Iran. Pray for the people of Iran. The women, the oppression is absolutely unbelievable. I'm really surprised it doesn't get more press here in the West because, you know, talk about women's rights. They don't have any. And you, when you can't even wear the clothes that you want to wear, it's illegal to have makeup. All of these things are just absolutely horrific. And then the day-to-day living, and you heard it from an eyewitness who said this is the reality there. So let's pray for these wonderful people. God loves them. Jesus died for them. He wants them to be free. Let's join in his desire, his will, and ask that his will would be done in Iran as it is in heaven. In heaven, there isn't anybody being oppressed. Just doesn't happen there. So let's pray that down and have it come to that wonderful nation, those wonderful people. Let's pray for them today.
I am so grateful for CBN, Pat Robertson, the Christian Broadcasting Network, and the attention that they give to the people of Iran, the reporting that they do, the stories that they feature, just like this one you heard about Iranians fleeing to Armenia. Now, in Iran, the underground church, the house church movement, is repudiated to be the largest, most vibrant movement in the world, the underground church in Iran, where they have female leaders that lead worship. It is amazing. But then there are those Iranians who are in such danger that they flee Iran to come to Armenia, and thank the Lord that there is a Christian church in Armenia, several in fact, that welcome them, that pray with them, that disciple them, that help them. It is an amazing, amazing ministry. Thank the Lord for Armenia, where Iranians can go to find relief, to find hope, to find freedom. Now, we've talked about the poisoning situation this morning and then this report, this special report on Armenia. I want to finish with giving you a brief update on Iranian rapper Tomaj Salami, which we, that is Heather and I, featured in our recent book, Uprising, We Are the Revolution. Heather wrote his story. She entitled him Truth Teller, a voice that cannot be silenced. And here is what Tomaj has said. If you're not in the fight for freedom with us, then don't bother fighting for my release. He is committed. He is a gifted voice for the Iranian people. He is a rapper. He has inspired millions of Iranians through his rap song, speaking out against the government. And, of course, that's what got him in so much trouble. He was rearrested again by the government on October 30th, 2022, last year. They blindfolded him. They placed handcuffs on his wrists. They shoved him in the back of one of their vans. They put him in solitary confinement where he has been tortured, broken ribs, an eye that has been damaged. And now recently, his supporters on Instagram said they crushed one of his ankles. So he is in desperate need of medical care. And, of course, Tomaj is facing the death penalty. He has an upcoming trial. He has spent the last 150 days in solitary confinement. His body has been racked with pain. They've broken his ribs. That makes it hard for him to breathe. Can you imagine trying to breathe? And they've broken one of his legs, crushed an ankle. He's unable to walk. They just continue to torture and to do everything they can to make this man keep quiet. so we can never sing another rap song, so we can never lead another protest, so we can never stand for the Iranian people. So he's lost sight in one of his eyes. Tomash Salehi is an incredible rap artist. He is a prominent social media figure, and he is charged with activities of propaganda, inciting the supreme leader, causing rioting, inciting violence, which he does not incite whatsoever. He is a peaceful protester. He just speaks out against the government. So what I'm asking you to do is, number one, get my book, Uprising, We Are the Revolution, that featured Tomas's story there. Number two, come to my Facebook page, and you will see posts about Tomas. Share them. Make his case well known on all of your social media sites. We need to keep his name in the media, his voice out there. This man is facing the death penalty. He has millions of followers. It would be a very serious thing for the government to do anything more to him. You think there's an uprising now? If they were to execute Tomas, there would be a huge uprising compared to what's going on now. We need to pray for Tomas and to be his voice. So again, come to my Facebook page. I feature stories regularly. My Instagram page, Randy for Iran, Voice of Iran. I have two of them. So please come and share his story on your social media website. I now want to take a few minutes that we have remaining, and I want to feature the powerful worship music of Elevation Worship. powerful worship music from Elevation Worship, What I See. From our book, Uprising, We Are the Revolution, I want to share briefly this prophetic word I had for Iran, for the future of Iran. God says he is birthing a new Iran. Waves of my glory and waves of restoration are coming soon to your land, O Iran. I will break into pieces the hardened soils of death and destruction that has plagued you for more than 40 years and will cause the rose of Persia to blossom once again. Refreshment and restoration are coming back to your land. I have not forgotten you. I am breathing new life into your hearts and minds. Very soon the walls of this present evil regime will come crumbling down because of the faithful prayers of my elect. The walls are falling. The Spirit is calling. I am birthing a new Iran. This is what I sensed the Lord was saying to me as I finished writing this new book. And when I read the heart-wrenching stories of the poisoning of these innocent schoolgirls, when I think about the suffering of Tomash Salehi, I go back to this prophetic word that reassures me and should reassure you as an Iranian, that God is on your side. He will fight this battle for you. He will win this war for you because he is committed to birthing a new Iran. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Cross in the Desert. God bless you. I want you to have a great week, and I will see you again on Monday on the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran.